The Laws of Kilayim, Chapter 8, First Halacha. When vines grow in the usual fashion, and that is with the branches and their clusters lying on the earth, this is called a vineyard. And here the Hebrew word is kerem. But when the branches lay across a raised platform, like a trellis, for example, this is called an aris. And as we will see, there are different rules for an aris. Second Halacha. Five or more vines draped over a wall are also called an aris, as are vines sown in a trench that is at least 10 tvachim, that is 10 handbreadths deep, and 4 handbreadths wide. One must make a separation of at least 4 cubits from an aris and any other produce. Third halacha. We measure that distance of 4 cubits from the base of whatever structure the vines are draped over. So if the vines are planted 1 cubit from a fence, and then they are draped over the fence, one may not plant any other produce within 4 cubits of either the fence or the roots of the vines. Fourth halacha. The order of operations does not matter in determining whether something is an aris. So if they planted the vines first and then built the fence, or they built the fence first and then planted the vines, either way it is an aris. If the fence is destroyed, leaving only a single row of vines, then there is no more aris, and each vine is treated as a single vine, as we learned in the 7th chapter, first halacha. Fifth halacha. If a portion of an aris was destroyed, but there were 5 vines on one side and 5 vines on the other, then you have separate portions of the same aris. But if the gap is at least 8 cubits and even 1/60th of a single cubit, they are completely separate entities, and in that open space one would be permitted to plant with a separation of 6 handbreadths. 6th halacha. However, if that gap was exactly 8 cubits, it would not be permissible to plant other produce within it. If they did so anyway, as long as there is a separation of 6 handbreadths, the produce would not be prohibited. 7th halacha. If there was a small garden full of vines surrounded by a fence, and one draped the vines over the fence. So here the vines are just up against the fence on all 4 sides. If there was enough space for a reaper and his basket to stand on one side and on the other side, so that's 2 cubits each side, one may sow vegetables inside of the fence. Of course, they would have to be 6 handbreadths away from any vine. But if it is not that large, the whole entire area is considered a single aris. 8th halacha. If there were vines that were planted on a terrace, and they were draped over a trellis, if the trellis was low enough that a person could harvest the grapes on the trellis without using a ladder, then the entire area under the trellis is considered to be a single aris. But if the trellis was higher than that, then it would only be forbidden to plant immediately underneath the trellis. 9th halacha. This is one where a picture really helps, and today's Rambam on Chabad.org does have such a picture. But let's do our best. Imagine you have 2 walls that are at a 90-degree angle with one another, and a trellis extends from one of those walls, but it does not extend from the other wall. So you have a triangle extending from one of the walls, and at one point in the other wall there is a distance of at least 4 cubits between the wall and the end of the trellis. In other words, you have an empty space that is at least 4 cubits long. As long as one left the requisite amount between any vine and produce in that empty space, and here once again we mean 6 handbreadths, it would be permitted to sow other crops within that empty space. 10th halacha. This is another one that has a diagram which is helpful, but basically if you have a vine that has roots in the ground, and then the vine ascends above the ground and goes for some distance, and then goes back under the ground, and then a vine ascends from underground. Whichever thing we are measuring, whether it's 6 handbreadths or 4 cubits, we measure from that second root. That is, unless it is obvious from looking at it that the second root really comes from that first base. 11th halacha. This one is a bit of a review. Even if one leaves the requisite distance between other crops and a vine, it is nonetheless important to be careful to make sure that the vine does not provide shade to the other crops, or that the other crops provide shade for the vine. And if one planted the requisite distance, but the roots of the vine nonetheless emerge within 4 cubits of the roots of grain, they must be uprooted. If the roots of the grain emerge within 4 cubits of the roots of the vine, so long as someone initially planted correctly, it is not necessary to uproot them. 12th halacha. Nowadays, various rabbis have provided exact measurements for things like tvachim or handbreadths, and amas or cubits. And I've tried to consistently refer to Rav Chaim Na's measurements, but the way people used to measure handbreadths was by using a hand. So that would be 4 fingers next to each other. In this halacha, Rambam states that in measuring tvachim, handbreadths, one should not hold their fingers too tightly. In other areas, in order to be more stringent, one would specifically use a smaller measure. But in this area, in order to be more stringent, one should use the larger measure. Practically speaking, modern rabbis have distinguished between smaller tvachim and larger tvachim. So for example, Rav Chaim Na refers to a smaller tefach as 3.15 inches, but a larger tefach as 3.22 inches. So the practical implication of this halacha is that when measuring 6 handbreadths, one should treat each handbreadth as 3.22 inches. 13th halacha. All of the measures that we referred to in these halachas specifically apply in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel, and also in Syria, according to the rabbis. Outside of the land of Israel, we do not need to be concerned with these specific measurements. The only thing that's specifically prohibited is sowing grape seeds with other types of seeds in a single handful. And one may even tell a non-Jewish child to sow these seeds together, but not an adult. 14th and final halacha. Even though we said it is permitted to sow these things together outside of the land of Israel, vegetables that are sown with other products would be forbidden even outside of the land of Israel. But this is only if one knows that the vegetables were sown together with other products. If one does not know, or in a situation of doubt, the vegetables are permitted.